Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Avi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. This podcast is going to be so freaking sweet. You know why? We're talking about property, analytics, information, insights for you single-family rental investors out there. Now, if you are not a rental investor just yet, we're going to talk about why maybe in another show. But if you are, or if you plan to be, if you, all your fix and flippers, you're listening, you're watching, you're like, yeah, I probably should own an asset once in a while, then this show is also for you, especially when it comes to making decisions on data. And I got to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor. RealtyTrack is the leading source of foreclosure data for real estate investors and real estate agents. Receive the most up-to-date and trusted database of foreclosures, bank-owned properties, MLS listings, auctions, and short sales. Analyze property insights with comprehensive data with unlimited saved searches and no need to pay per record fees. Visit realtytrack.com today and get all started up. Corey, welcome to the show, man. Great. How are you doing?
Thank you, Abby. Very good.
All right. So give us a little background. Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so my name is Corey. I grew up in Michigan. We just talked about that off air.
Yeah.
But we started a company back in 2005 providing marketing services to real estate agents, the traditional virtual tour photography company. And we've, you know, fast forward 16 years, we're now nationwide. We operate extensively in the single family rental space as a marketing solutions provider, but have now kind of gotten into the other end of the spectrum, the whole property lifecycle, if you will, from start to finish, where we're actually providing investors with data on properties, full service, visiting properties nationwide to help them make decisions on their investments and due diligence and to understand their portfolio a little bit better and future repairs and really have a complete DNA blueprint of their portfolio or investment properties. And that's pretty much what's been taking up our time lately. 3D, photography, property data, you name it.
Dude, that sounds like a phenomenal way to spend your summer and like all of last year for sure.
All of last year, yeah. Figuring something out new and innovative. We had a little bit of time.
Yeah, just, you know, maybe just a couple of weeks here and there for sure. So when a lot of people, not only real estate investors, but people in general think technology, they think that it's constantly disrupting their world. And then they wonder how the heck can I add that as a tool in my tool belt to use to help me make decisions, whether it's due diligence, for example, on one of my rentals that I currently have or a rental that I want to acquire. How does Planomatic help with that specifically?
Yeah, so when people think technology, they get concerned, right? I mean, change is difficult, but you really have to embrace the right technology. You have to be patient when you choose it and select it. So the way we've kind of incorporated data into this is we go to a property, we do a 3D scan of the entire place, and then we put together a property condition report as light or as advanced as needed, depending on the property, depending on the investor. And then we provide that information to allow them to help make better decisions. And we're scalable, right? So we're not overhead. A lot of the concern oftentimes is tech costs money. Well, that's not the case with us. We're a very variable company. So we're an extension of your team and we are elastic. We can grow with you as you scale. And so that's kind of been the benefit. I mean, we've embraced technology ourselves in making sure that we can turn these things around very quickly. So we, from the moment we get an order, typically through our API until we deliver it, and it can be not through an API, but we deliver that in 48 hours. From the moment the order is placed, a million things happen in between, right? We dispatch a contractor, we call them Planotechs. They go out, you know, procure the information, we get it processed, and we get it sent digitally back to the client. And so when I think technology, I think about that operation, and I think about how we are able to scale our business to allow our clients to win as well. And so when I think about our clients or investors and embracing technology, I think, you know, is it making the operation more efficient? Is it producing a better product for the end user? Does it fit, you know, with the workflow that's already there, or does a change need to happen in order to make sure that it fits?
What are some of the features, if I'm using Planomatic, what are some of the features that I can take advantage of right away that will have impact on my tech stack, but then also in my decision making when I'm looking at my portfolio or new properties to acquire?
Sure. So you're Atlanta, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you're in Atlanta, and let's say you're really excited about Montgomery, Alabama, right? A lot of investors are excited about Montgomery, Alabama, but you don't want to fly out there. You don't want to hire someone full time out there. You may not be ready to have staff and boots on the ground yet, but you want to make some investments and hire a third party property management company. And that's okay. That's where we step in. right, as that third party company that will give you an unbiased opinion on properties that you might want to invest in. So you send us, let's say, to 20 different properties that you're under contract for. I'm assuming you've got a big portfolio and you're moving quickly. And we'll go out to those properties often same day or very next day. We will do a 3D scan of that property. We will do a property condition report for the entire property inside and out. And we can also provide measurements for renovation scoping so you can estimate that. Once your team has that information and they put the due diligence together, then you've got a much clearer perspective of that home or those homes or that portfolio, and you don't have to move from your seat. So we make it really affordable, really fast, really, really detailed so that the quality is very high, because these are big decisions that everybody's making every single day.
So obviously then the question is, I'm just like on your site right now. So the question is, how much does this cost an investor? Is this a per property thing? Is this a monthly fee thing? How does that work?
Yep. So we're kind of evolving our offering a little bit in that respect. And we found that in order to provide the very best level of service, because our purpose is we exist to help our clients win. So we found that in order to figure out what that best service is and where that true value is, we go through a full testing suite where we go and we test our services and make sure that they cater specifically to the customer that's using them. Because if they're not getting the maximum value out of it, it doesn't make sense to do it at all. So once we go through that testing, then we figure out exactly what it is that the client needs. And then we put together a solution, and we do have a subscription model. And that includes a lot more of our services, our business intelligence dashboard through Tableau that we offer, our APIs that we offer, our dedicated client success team. So with that kind of subscription model, it's been working really well. We've been able to provide a lot of value, but you can also order a la carte, and our services range, marketing services and property insights, anywhere from low 100s all the way up to the 500 or 600s, depending on how much detail you need.
So from a real estate investor's perspective, and all investors are probably thinking, well, okay, let's say it's $250. How much of a return am I going to make on the $250? Like, how do I quantify spending money?
Yeah, so I think you have to look at it a little bit bigger, right? It's a complex situation. So how much overhead are you having to, hire and keep staffed in every market that you go to, right? Or that you're in. If you want to open a new market, what has to happen? How many boots on the ground do you need internally in order to make that a success? So it's hard. It just totally depends on how big the client is or how small the client is, but it can be anything from saving airfare to saving, 50 to 100 people staffed across the country in every market, right? And then you're talking about speed. I mean, we found that these 3D tours can save 23% less days on market when using 3D. So, how do you quantify the days on market? How do you quantify the additional rent that you're getting out of your properties because you're making the right decisions? How do you quantify staffing people, hundreds or thousands of people across the country, to do the due diligence, do the renovations? Like, let everybody do what they do best, and you'll have a far more efficient, process and operation, and allow us to kind of fit in where we need to so that we can help you make the decisions that you need to make.
Yeah, especially for investors that are that live in super expensive cities, right? For example, or even states.
Sure.
New York, California, Washington, wherever. And they're like, well, I don't want to spend $1 million to own 100 square feet somewhere. I want to invest $1 million in equity, or $100,000 or $50,000 in equity the Midwest, in Indiana. And I don't want to have to fly there initially. I want to dip my toes in the water and just kind of see what it looks like. The cost of flying from LA to Indy on Delta, and you want Comfort Plus because that's how you roll, right?
Sure.
Or whatever, or Southwest.
Yeah,
that in and of itself is a couple hundred dollars. So even from the time return perspective, you're telling me that I get a picture package, I get all my analysis, and the ability for me to make a decision right now.
And I have to give a shout out to our partner, Matterport, who's been helping us tremendously. We utilize various 3D services, but Matterport has definitely been the leader in providing us really fast turnaround, great floor plans. You can actually measure the property after the fact, way after the fact. If you need cabinetry or something, that's all set. So we've been utilizing Matterport and working with them very extensively on this. I have a great success story just about saving. I mean, we had a client that was literally having someone drive from city to city in the Southwest, looking at properties that were under contract for due diligence. And we allowed this client to free up time for that person or those people and allow them to do what they do best and not drive around the Southeast, right? So there's a good example of old way of doing things versus kind of new way of doing things.
Corey, awesome. This has been really, really eye-opening, especially from the tech perspective, because you don't see a lot of folks using tech properly. If there's one gold nugget that you have about technology, and maybe also Plan-O-Matic, for rental investors, fix and flip investors, even those that are thinking, hey, I live on some of the really expensive Eastern, Western, East-West coasts. Yep. How do I integrate this into my current flow, into my current workflow? Because that can also be a little bit of a challenge.
It can be. An operational change is the biggest challenge there is. But what we do here is every time we think about a change or think about new tech, first of all, we test extensively manually before we decide to implement technology. But once we have implemented that technology, it typically works out, you know, in our favor. I recommend, what we do is when we started out, we'd get a few orders a day, right? Like early on, I'm talking 2005. But every decision that we made, you know, going back all the way to 2005, we always said, does it work with 75 orders a day? Does it work with 300, 500, 1,000? And if it didn't, we'd go back to the drawing board and figure it out. So think big, think scale, because this industry is just in its infancy.
Corey, I like it, man. You rock. I love what you guys are doing. I think it's groundbreaking. I mean, heck, I know if I come across opportunities, I generally end up flying there, and I go through the Atlanta airport, and it's the busiest airport still. It just does not stop, and it's the time.
It's a mess.
Traffic.
But it's coming back. I'm ready to get out there a little bit, but still, not to go see a property. Maybe to go see friends or go to a cool conference or something.
And that's
see a couple properties.
Yes, and that's where the energy should be. Right, that's the point of having technology or of leveraging technology for your benefit, because you get your time back, so you can go do the more important things like bumping elbows, fist bumps at conferences. So,
Exactly. Dude,
Corey, all the best to you guys. We'll have you back here in the next couple of months. And Plan-O-Matic.com is where you live. Thanks a lot, bud. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Take it easy.
You too. I'll see ya. This segment is brought to you by Residential Capital Partners. ResiCap is a leading private lender in the single-family rehab and rental industry. ResiCap operates on a national scope while maintaining a local presence in key markets throughout the United States. Learn more at rescappartners.com, the 100% funding difference balance sheet lender. So, what's the idea? Is the idea to focus on equity or to focus on cash flow? In an article written by Andrew Sirios for thinkrealty.com, he talks about one of the first things you need to look at are your goals. What type of investor are you? When I'm speaking across the country, I always refer to, are you a Wheel of Fortune kind of person, or are you a Star Trek kind of person? Do you want predictable cash flow, or do you want to take some risks and see where the flip lands you? But he also talks about the cash flow bare minimum. Quote, the dirty little secret that many gurus don't want to tell you is that cash flow by itself won't get rich. If you use debt financing, it'll take a lot of properties before the cash flow above your debt service will be enough to live off of. That being said, cash flow still needs to be there. Buying an investment that doesn't bring in a positive cash flow is a little more than speculation. So something that's a very interesting concept. You could buy 100 properties. Essentially what he's saying is, you could buy 100 properties, but if you finance 80, 90% of it, what's your ultimate cash flow? It's not gonna be a whole lot. It's probably gonna be $75 to $100 a month per property, maybe, depending on your debt load and depending on your debt service. Something to really pay attention to. So set that minimum barrier for what you want your cash flow to be. It's a $200, $250, $300 a unit, and back into the numbers that you want from the purchase and renovation based on that rule. He also talks about built-in equity builds wealth and reduces risk. So ultimately, if I'm putting a little bit of cash down and I'm buying smart, which is a little hard to do in the world today, but if I'm buying smart at a little bit of a discount if I can, that's building in equity so that your home price appreciation in a year or two or three gives you that extra step forward. So again, a couple of concepts to digest going into the next couple days. If you're watching this on a weekend, maybe write those two concepts down and let that marinate for you. Two really, really important concepts. If you absolutely pay attention, and if you take away nothing else, at least from this segment, it's the following. Cash flow is king. It needs to be there. And it can't be break even. It can't be $25 or $50 a month. That's not enough of a buffer. So what is your buffer? Identify that and work backward to your purchase prices and acquisition numbers. Think Realty Nation, that's a wrap. Keep in mind, we've got a conference coming up at the end of Q3? August, September, October-ish. Okay. September 18th and 19th. I'm trying to like figure this out. No, I have a brain fart moment, but that's okay. That happens to old people. September 18th and 19th in Baltimore, the Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo is showing up in style. But if you can't make it in person, not a big deal. It's also virtual. You can attend all the events virtually. And what you need to do to register is go to thinkrealty.com/Baltimore. Register for two tickets, type in the code podcast, and you get one of those tickets for free. So it's a BOGO. It's a buy one, get one deal. Haha, made just for you. Outside of that, I hope you enjoyed the show. There are a lot of takeaways here. Make sure that you hit that rewind button and really digest some of the technology that Corey talked about that you can use. And I got to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor. Realty Track is the leading source of foreclosure data for real estate investors and real estate agents. Receive the most up-to-date and trusted database of foreclosures, bank-owned properties, MLS listings, auctions, and short sales. Analyze property insights with comprehensive data with unlimited saved searches and no need to pay per record fees. Visit realtytrack.com today and get all started up. That being said, you know where to find me anywhere online at Avi Golhar. And until next time, happy investing.